Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply growth spurt. Growth spurt. Now, we've all witnessed or experienced a growth spurt at some point in our lives. You know, the kid that's in the sixth grade is shorter than all the rest of the kids, and over the summer, it seems like that kid has grown 5 inches. That kid experienced a growth spurt. You've seen it happen to cities where towns that people barely visited or hardly even thought about 5, 6, 7 years ago, all of a sudden those towns are booming now. There are shops and restaurants and malls and you name it. And yes, my friends and neighbors, even plants experience growth spurts. You put a little water on them and a little light and maybe communicate with them a bit, and all of a sudden that plant that didn't seem like it was ever going to flourish begins to bloom and blossom. Well, growth spurts are not just relegated to people, places, and things. They also have a relevance in our spiritual lives. Do you know that your spirit can grow? Do you know that you could have a growth spurt and become better than ever before? The Bible even encourages us in 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes, to desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. Yes, my friends and neighbors, in 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we discover that our faith should grow exceedingly and that our love toward one another should also grow. And yes, we even get that example of the mustard seed, which is the least of all seeds, as we discover in Matthew 13:32. But when it is grown, becomes the greatest of all herbs. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we all want to experience exponential growth in this Christian life, and we all can. Let's outline this in our SPURT acronym, the 5 key ways to experience growth like never before. That S in our SPURT acronym reminds us of the importance of sacrifice. Yes, my friends and neighbors, sacrifice. You see, what we're willing to let go determines how strong we'll grow. Athletes make sacrifices. They've got to spend time away from family and friends and go to practice and then compete in games and exercise during the off season. Soldiers understand sacrifice. They go through basic training and have to sacrifice their bodies and their minds, and in so many other cases, sometimes even their lives, for good of cause and country. Well, you see, in this Christian life, we can sacrifice as well. Remember, the Bible says that we can sacrifice, offer up the sacrifice of praise unto God. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. We discover that in Hebrews 13:15. Then we discover in Psalms 27:6, there is also a sacrifice of joy. Then we discover in Psalms 54:6 that there is a free sacrifice that we can give to God, and that's simply praising his name. How much have you sacrificed and created an atmosphere of joy, even when sorrow wanted to rear its ugly head? It takes sacrifice to rejoice in the Lord always. It takes sacrifice to pray, and it takes sacrifice to do the things required in order to be the best that we can possibly become. That, you know, some people make those temporary sacrifices. They want to fit into the bathing suit during spring break, or they want to get into the nice outfit before the class reunion. Well, in this Christian life, we make permanent sacrifices because there are some things we're never going to pick up again. We're going to always rejoice and always praise him and always have an attitude of joy. That P in our SPURT acronym reminds us of the importance of partnerships. You see, we understand partnerships in business. We understand the importance of partnerships in marriage. We understand the importance of partnerships in so many other things. We even have study partners in school. But do you really grasp that understanding of partnerships in this spiritual life? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9 that two are better than one, for they have a good reward for their labor. And then remember in Mark 6:7, when Jesus called the disciples, he began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them power over unclean spirits. And yes, my friends and neighbors, we know that if we can partner, you remember Caleb and Joshua, Moses and Aaron, Peter, James and John. We remember all those individuals individuals who were partnered together from a spiritual perspective. We remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who is your spiritual partner? Who encourages you to study the Bible? Who encourages you to pray? Who encourages you to forgive when somebody else has done you wrong? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to make a perfect partnership, and that partnership will help us grow exponentially. We see in that you is simply reminds us of the importance of our uniqueness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, uniqueness is simply discovering and accentuating our special attributes. Did you realize you're not like everyone else? Which means you were created to solve problems that others can't solve. That means that you are well suited to help certain people. There are places that you and only you belong. And I say, my friends and neighbors, that when we embrace our uniqueness, then we begin to grow like never before. When we stop comparing ourselves to others and just be thankful for who God made us. The Bible says in Romans 12:4 that we have many members in one body, and all the members don't perform the same functions. And then David recognized that he was unique. Yes, he was the youngest of 8 brothers. Yes, he might have been the forgotten child because of it. But he said in Psalms 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Do you recognize that God made you, that he created you, that he placed special gifts on the inside of you, things that you can do, places that you were designed to go? I challenge you to embrace that uniqueness, my friends and neighbors. And then I also challenge you, my friends, to embrace the R in our SPURT acronym, which is discover a routine. Yes, you see, what we do daily determines who we become eventually. Our schedules, our systems, our processes. Jesus had customs and habits. We discover in Luke 4:16 that it was his habit or his custom to go in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Then we're encouraged in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing, then to rejoice evermore. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can have routines. Do you have a time to pray? Do you have a time to go to church every Sunday? Do you have a time to pray with the family and have Bible study with the kids? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to develop that routine. It will shape who we become. Last and not least, that T reminds us of the importance of temperament. Temperament is our disposition. It's how we respond to adversity, how we react to the unexpected, how we recover from perceived setbacks, and how we rein in our emotions. Remember, Romans 12:21 says we shouldn't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. And then we should even be joyous in temptations, like we discover in James 1:2. My friends and neighbors, we don't have to get bent out of shape. We don't have to have anxiety and panic attacks every time something doesn't go our way, because we know that we have a true and risen Savior. Remember how calm Jesus was on the boat when the disciples were frantic and panicked? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can also develop the temperament that says we trust God. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.